The general manager of the University of Alberta Golden Bears hockey program, Stan Marple, joins us. Stan, how you doing?
Good, Jason.
Well, Stan, it was a unique offseason for you because you kind of had a late decision with Ian Hervers getting the promotion to the NHL. How do you feel that, you know, it's not ideal to make a coaching change that late, but how do you feel it's gone, all things considered?
I think it's going pretty well for us. We're not maybe getting all the results we would like, but the process is there, and I like the way the team's competing right now under Coach Serge Lajoie. I like our work ethic, and it's just a matter of time. We've been a little bit unlucky as of late.
You know, it's interesting. The bar is set so high for the Bears. You're 6-3-1 in your first 10 games, which, you know, most organizations will be loving it, but just you're back-to-back defending champs, and 6-3-1 almost borders on, for some people who have covered the team, like, well, what's wrong with the Bears?
Well, yeah, and seven of those games have been on the road. So, yeah. It's kind of a little bit deceptive. But, like you said, we're back-to-back national champions, and we got a big target on our back. And, we get everybody's A game. So, and that's part of what makes us good. We're not making excuses, or we're not victims by any means. But, we have to be up for that challenge each and every weekend. And so, we get everybody at their best, and we have to be at our best, and we've been very good, but we just need a little bit more jam around the net, and then start converting a few more of our chances.
Any reason why, like, seven of your first eight, and it's still three of your next four also on the road, so you're only going to play two home games in your first 12, and it's not like Claire Drake's being renovated. Why such a quirky schedule?
I don't know. I mean, Canada West has this schedule that they follow, and it seems like every 3 years this happens. And I don't know. I mean, to me, it doesn't make sense. You got eight teams in the league. What would be wrong with four home games a month and four on the road? But I don't know. I don't make those decisions.
So now you say it. Does it happen to you, or does it happen to every other team in the league every few years?
Yeah, they got this rotation. It's kind of weird. A lot of it also does depend on the girls' teams as well, because, obviously we can't both play at home the same weekend. And mm-hmm. It doesn't make, for good attendance. So that has a little bit to play with it. But just kind of the way it worked out. I mean, if we can get through this stretch here before Christmas, and, if we can rattle off six wins in a row here, which isn't unrealistic, I don't feel, we'll be sitting pretty for the second half, that's for sure.
Looking farther ahead to a road trip, you guys are going down to Arizona to take on the Sun Devils, Stan. How much planning goes into a trip like this? Like, is it a year in advance, 2 years in advance? When do you make this decision that you're going to go and play NCAA?
Well, about a year in advance. I mean, the NCAA teams are, they can only have so many exhibition games, and they got certain rules in and around it. So, you put the feelers out to different schools. We already went to St. Cloud and Mankato State and played there this year earlier in the year in October. So this is just kind of a good opportunity for us to play a good NCAA team, who Div 1, who are independent at the moment, but will be joining a conference after next season.
Now, you play them in the first weekend in December on the 4th and the 5th, and then you're off, which is usual. Then you don't get back until January 8th. Do you have any other exhibition games? You taking on the Nate Ooks or anybody in between that from the 4th of December to January 8th?
No, we had thought that we might have the opportunity to play against the Canadian national team like we had done a few years back, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen this year, I think. They're going to have more of an in-house camp, so I've been told. So, but it's going to, we'll have a bit of a break. It'll be an opportunity for us to, look at the second half, look at our schedule, and hopefully be on track to come back and win Canada West here.
How many graduating players you got in the squad this year?
We got our work cut out for us. We got seven guys that are fifth-year players that are all, big. Big contributors, and so recruiting started about 5 months ago for next year, so we're working always on that constantly, but I'm confident that we'll be able to place a lot of these guys into pro hockey and hopefully have a great recruiting year once again.
So how does the recruiting process work? Do you oversee most of it, Stan? Obviously, the coach has to have some say because players want to know who their coach is ultimately. But, you know, is it 50-50? How does it work with you and Serge?
Well, I imagine, you know, it's going to work the same way it did with Ian and I. We both would identify players, and, you know, we both went to, you know, as many Oil King games as we can. We have the WHL Network online where we can go back and watch archived games. And Michael Chan, our video coach, does a great job of, you know, getting clips on players that we'd like to specifically watch. But it's an ongoing process. You know, I make sure as general manager that all our recruiting is done within the regulations of the CIS. And then, you know, I think Serge and I have a very similar philosophy on how we want the team to play and what type of players we want, which Ian and I did as well. And then it's unlike a typical NHL situation where the GM makes the final decision. I think it's important that here at this level that the head coach makes the final decision on guys because, like our players, we don't want to give them any excuses. I don't want to give my head coach any excuses either. I don't want him to say, well, Marp will burden me with this guy, you know what I mean, type of thing. So we work together on it, and most of the time our decisions are pretty much the same anyway.
Stan Marple, GM of the Golden Bears men's hockey team, joins us. Of course, they are back in action this weekend. And you actually get a home game, so that's good news. You're in Calgary on Friday night, and then on the 13th, and then you're at home on November 14th, which is Saturday night. So that's a nice, rare Saturday home game for you. Is that your first home game on a Saturday this year?
No, we had one weekend, but yeah, this Saturday is going to be great. We're having Military Appreciation Night in conjunction with ATB Financial, who are sponsoring the evening, and we're going to have about 500 military people and their families from the base here just north of town at Nemeo come to the game and enjoy a little bit of Golden Bears hockey. So we're very thankful, especially this week, for all that our Canadian military do for us, and they hosted us as Soldier for a Day, a little team builder we had in September. So just a little way of saying thank you back to them for all the great things they do for us.
You still got, now, Big Rock beer, is it like still $3 a beer at a Bears game?
I can't quote the price exactly, but you get the tall cans, and I think it's right around four something for them.
Which compared to any other rink I've been to, that's all I know.
Yeah, no, I mean, the kids enjoy it, and, you know, we had a great atmosphere here last weekend on Friday. I think we had over 1,800 fans. And, you know, it was great atmosphere once again.
And one last one for you on recruiting. Do you find, is it predominantly just the 20-year-olds in the American League, or do you find some 19-year-olds who are like, you know what, I just want to get my education started. I'll forego my 20th year in the dub and go to a CIS? Or is it pretty much 20-year-old guys?
Well, you know, we want to encourage as many players as possible to play their full their full eligibility in the Western Hockey League. They're getting, you know, that very valuable game time. And, you know, they've spent a lot of these WHL teams may have, you know, put a lot of effort into, you know, helping these players develop as well. So we do not recruit anybody unless they're in their 20-year-old year and they're looking to go to a university. And if they meet our criteria in regards to the type of player we want, then we definitely want to try to make them feel welcome to coming to the U of A.
Well, there's a few 20-year-olds around the league I've noticed lighting up. That Dryden Hunt kid in Moose Jaw right now is on fire.
Yeah, we got our eye on all of them. And, you know, we can't have all of them, but, you know, we like to have as many quality players as we can come to our program, and we try to offer them a great opportunity to continue their education and their hockey careers. So far... we've been doing a pretty good job of that, and, you know, nothing's going to change from that point of view.
Well, Stan, enjoy the weekend home and away against Calgary. It's always fun. Should be a big crowd, especially with the military night, so hopefully they pack the house at the Drake on Saturday night. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jace. All the best.